Tuesday, October 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the cattle. Able to buy cash cattle for $1.11 last week, packer margins were a record $190 a head. Yet given the record margin, packers killed fewer cattle than a year ago last week, despite more on feed. Bulls must think that is okay, as the futures market structure suggests higher prices for cash cattle ahead. Cash should improve $1 to $2 this week, another $5 into December, and another $4 into February to match the futures market structure. Why then should feedlots be in a hurry to sell cattle? By adding days on feed, after all, new feeders are expensive. They will get more for them later on based on current futures market structure. Experienced cattle marketers know that when the futures market is structured like this, with the brass ring stuck out there just ahead to reach for, that it typically becomes a self-defeating prophecy. Feedlots become reluctant cash marketers and add days on feeds. Weight increases, numbers back up on the front end, and it eventually becomes a train wreck as feedlots have to capitulate and puke cattle to get curing again. The more air that they blow into the bubble, the bigger the pop when it does blow. The reduced rate of placements helps only if marketings do not also slow. CME Group economists noted that the supply of cattle on feed more than 120 days is up 27.1% over last year. Given record packer margins and more numbers on feed, why would packers not kill more cattle? I have been answering that because of the tight labor situation. They are killing all the cattle that they have a labor force to kill. Competition for skilled meatpacking workers is fierce. All are hiring, increasing wages and benefits, and none are getting their demand for workers filled. Beef demand may be great, but the benefit will get short-circuited all going to packers. If we place too many cattle on feed relative to kill capacity, there is a problem building. The slowing placement rate was a good thing. There was 3% more beef in cold storage than a year ago, proportional to the increase in overall supply. I think retailers put more beef in the freezer because they think fresh product will get more expensive. The whole point of cold storage is to put it in when prices are cheap and thaw it out when prices rise. There was 17% more chicken in cold storage, which was disproportionately much higher than the general supply. There were 57% more chicken wings in the freezer, so the Super Bowl cannot get here fast enough. They need to figure out a way to tie wing consumption to the World Series. The number of whole turkeys in the freezer matched last year. The beef and cattle industry has to keep its eye on African swine fever, too. As should it blow up the pork industry, the cattle industry will get taken along for the ride. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. The USDA banned pork imports from Poland after an outbreak of African swine fever there. Initially, they were leaving trade with Poland open, which shocked me. This disease is as deadly as nitroglycerin, so why would anyone want to play catch with it? If it's in Poland, it needs to stay in Poland. You reportedly cannot cook, freeze, or cure this virus to death, and it is carried by insects, so it's very hard to eradicate. APHIS found that a plant in Poland exporting pork did not follow required safety protocols, so shut off the exports. USDA is also tightening customs inspections of bags of those coming from Poland into the United States. Now I read that Japan has discovered ASF virus in sausages from China, detected in carry-on luggage at the airport. The ASF outbreak was mostly concentrated in northeast China, but they found two new cases in southern China, so it is still spreading there. There's no way that they have this contained. To me, the most concern is that South Korea found it in dumplings and Japan found it in sausages imported from China. That means that it is beyond hogs into their food supply chain in China, and that will again vastly complicate measures to contain it. By the time they detect it somewhere, it's already spread somewhere else. African swine fever is in Europe too, and the European Union is the world's largest pork exporter. If ASF spreads in Europe, their pork exports will get shut down just like we shut off pork imports from Poland. When ASF is confirmed in Germany, export repercussions will ramp up. First, pigs die, and second, export markets close down. It doesn't get too much worse than that. U.S. Customs is the major line of defense in preventing the introduction of the virus into the United States. Prevention is the only protection. I know that many people do not fill out custom forms correctly. I hope they have not visited pig farms when out of the country. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.